All right, everybody. Guess what? We've got six different audio files now. And I want to thank Dr. Chris Martinson for providing several of these files. And I have new information to update you with here that's going to show an updated bullet count and updated information. So I promise to keep you updated as we learn more and we reach new conclusions. And so I'm going to play audio for you here that's going to provide some new information. We now know that there were 10 shots fired. Now, take a look at this graphic. This is from a spreadsheet I put together. I've expanded it now to 10 rounds. Previously, I only had 8 rounds accounted for, but you're going to hear new audio here that shows you all 10 rounds. We now believe, because of the testimony of Secret Service head Cheadle, Kimberly Cheadle, we believe that round number 10 was fired by Secret Service, and it was the only round fired by Secret Service. In addition, we believe round number 9, which appears to be a pistol round, we'll talk about that here shortly, was fired by a law enforcement official from Pennsylvania. Apparently, the Pennsylvania Attorney General has said that they fired one round. That means that 8 rounds were fired by somebody else. And we're going to go through those 8 rounds here now with expanded information. But let me offer the fact that we can no longer accurately estimate the distances of rounds 6 and 7. And I'll explain why here. Essentially, it comes down to this Fox News audio file, which is what I had originally analyzed. One of the sonic boom snaps, or what I thought was a sonic boom snap, turns out to be a rifle report that was actually gated by the podium microphone to make it sound like a snap when it wasn't. So now that we have 6 audio files here stacked, we can tell a lot more accurately what this was. So we're going to go through that now and listen to what we've learned here. But here's what we do know for sure. There were 10 rounds fired. 8 rounds could be from roughly the same distance. And the two locations believed to be responsible for that are Crooks himself on the roof, and then there's an open window to a second floor office in the building just overlooking Crooks. And we'll show you a video of that coming up in the podcast. And let me play something for you here. Let's mute everything except the Fox audio. Now, this is the burst of 5 that follows the first 3. I'm not going to play the first 3. Those are very clear. Those have a snap boom pattern with a gap of about 0.22 seconds, indicating that that would be from about 450 feet away. So let me play the Fox broadcast audio for you first. And remember, this is at half speed. I've slowed it down by stretching all the audio files to 200% of original. And right now I'm using Presonus Studio One. That's the app I'm using here because it's got some additional audio analysis features. So here's the Fox file, half speed, the 5 rounds. Okay, now that appears to only contain 4 rifle reports. Listen to it again. Now, the high-pitched snaps are, some of them are the hypersonic little booms or snaps, as we're calling them. But listen again, you only hear 4 rifle reports. Okay, you got that? Now, this last part here is an echo. So let's just go through it and count all of this again. Here's the first snap and first rifle boom. Hear that? Snap, boom, snap, boom. That's that. And then here's the second snap boom. Now this is consistent with what I covered the other day. Snap, boom, snap, boom. Okay. And then what I thought we were hearing was 2 more snaps, followed by 2 booms spread apart. All right, and if you do the math on these snaps and booms, then that gives you the distances that I had put out there for rounds 6 and 7. However, now I have additional audio, and let me unmute this audio, and this one's titled "He's Got a Gun." Somebody was screaming that in the background. All right, we're going to play these two stacked. Isn't that interesting? Now, what are we hearing? One more time. Now, clearly, right here, we are hearing 5 rifle reports, not 4, as I thought we had heard in the Fox News broadcast recording. Now, because of the He's Got a Gun recording, we hear 5. Let's listen to that again. Now, you're also hearing, by the way, you're hearing some of the hypersonic snap. This is one of the hypersonic snaps. Hear that? And then here's another hypersonic snap right here. Okay, but this one that I thought was a snap is actually, no, wait a minute, I didn't think that was a snap. This is definitely a boom. Okay, now what's interesting is I thought this was a boom from this snap right here, but it turns out that these two audio recordings are taken from very different distances. And it may be, I'm not 100% certain yet, but it may be that this so-called boom might be the same gunshot as this, just closer to this shot. In other words, that this recording may have been much closer to this shot. And that's because this recording here, track 2, is made from the Trump podium. Whereas this recording here, He's Got a Gun, is made much closer to the building where Crooks is. Much closer. So it appears that this round fired here was fired by the Pennsylvania law enforcement officer. We don't know their name yet. And that round arrived here when it arrived closer to the building. Now, remember, this is all half speed. So the actual time distance between these two events is not as much as it seems. Let's see, that's 19,134, and that's 19.8. So 0.7 divided by 2, it's about 0.35 seconds in real time between these two events. Okay. So now with that information, we can now say we know that this group of 5 is indeed 5 plus 1, which is the law enforcement round coming back or shooting back perhaps at Crook. So listen to this again. 5 rounds and 1 more coming back. See, now it's starting to make a lot more sense. Now, what's interesting then is if we turn on this other audio file, which was apparently taken closer to the rooftop, then we're adding another layer here that reinforces the rifle booms. Check this out. Okay, so putting all 3 of those together sounds like this. And again, these last 2 are actually possibly the same round, just from different distances. Now then, there's another video that I acquired that I don't know the location of it, but when you add the audio of it, it tends to line up very nicely with what we already have here. And I've adjusted the volume down because this one obviously has a higher amplitude. But listen to now 4 tracks together. Let's listen again. Now, you probably noticed that the 3rd round in this sequence, which is right around here, is more muffled. It has a very different sound signature than the first round, which is here. And this is one of the reasons why people are believing, or many people are, at least questioning whether there was a second shooter or perhaps a third shooter, certainly more than just Crooks. It's because these rifle rounds, in fact, let's just solo this one track right here. This track. If you listen to this track by itself, there's a very different quality. Again, the third round here sounds very different. The third round sounds very muffled compared to the other rounds. Oh, I guess we still had that one playing too. So now let's check out this next track, which is from another location. Now, this has all the same rifle reports in it, but it's more quiet. I'm going to boost it up quite a bit here. Now, this one clearly has echoes. So instead of getting the snap boom, you're getting boom echo. Like, here's a boom echo. Listen to this. That's a boom echo. Also, this last round here has a very clear boom echo signature. Okay. You can even hear the boom echo on the second round by cutting it off right there. But the third round, which is this round that seems very different for whatever reason, kind of hard to hear an echo. We'll try it. I don't really hear the echo beat there. I mean, if we grab this, well, that's the next round being fired. Those are like two rounds being fired, right? So there's something very different about the third round in this group of five, which is actually round number six, if you consider one, two, and three are the rounds that Crooks likely fired. And then what we're dealing with here is four, five, six, seven, eight, and then nine up here. Okay. Now let's check out one more file here. Here we go. This is a TMZ audio file. Now, clearly, this one also has echoes, right? You can clearly hear the echo here in this last shot. Right? Very distinct echo. This is weird. The second shot and what follows it. Listen to this. Sounds like somebody is screaming there. So you can't really hear an echo there. And then the third round, you do not hear an echo. So again, it indicates that that third round in this group of five is very different. Let's see about the fourth round. Also, kind of hard to hear an echo in the fourth round. Now, let's turn on all of them together and let's listen one more time to the characteristic differences between rounds. Again, this is round four, five, six, seven, and eight. Let's dig in a little bit deeper. Okay, so they're all similar, but this third round again is a lot more muffled. Now, what's interesting is, do these sound, ask yourself this question, do these sound the same as the characteristics of rounds one, two, and three? Those are here. All right, let's listen to rounds one, two, and three here now. And let's see if we can turn off some of the screaming. Where's the anti-scream filter? Okay. All right, that's pretty good. That's four tracks stacked. And again, just want you to listen to the quality of this audio here, and then we'll compare it to the five shots, which is over here. But one more time. Now, does that sound the same as these five? So clearly there's this round out here that's very different. That's the believed to be the Pennsylvania law enforcement round. But again, the question is, are these the same as these five? versus There are many similarities between them, but there's still something very odd about this, especially about this third round right here. Something doesn't fit about this third round, and we don't know why. That one is very odd, right? Something's off about that. So, from this analysis, what can we say? And now knowing what Kimberly Cheadle said at the U.S. Secret Service, well, here's what we can say with 100% certainty, that there were, in this audio right here, there are 9 shots fired. 9. And then, by the way, there's a 10th out here somewhere, which is the Secret Service. I think that's out here, actually. Let's just play that. Yeah. So that's the Secret Service round appearing. And again, that's over 10 seconds later after those others were finished. But notice that the Secret Service round arrives at different times at different locations. So for example, this one is Trump's podium, I think, and the round is heard here first. Right there. But it's heard over here later. Well, actually, let me turn these back on. Because these were taken closer to the building. See? So if you measure the time difference between this and this, you can get a rough estimate of the distance based on the speed of sound. But this is consistent with what we know, that this counter sniper round was fired closer to Trump than it was to Crooks. But here's the question in all of this. If the Secret Service was there the whole time and they knew about this guy, I mean, let's just take the government's theory. Government says that this is that all these rounds, well, maybe not this last round here, but all these 8 right here. The government says all 8 rounds were fired by Crooks. Okay, that's the official narrative right now. Why didn't the Secret Service stop him? If the Secret Service knew he was there for 26 minutes ahead of this, then why didn't the Secret Service stop him like right here? Shouldn't this have been something like this? And then, boom, boom, should have been like right here. I mean, what's the response time of the Secret Service, a counter sniper team, when they've been alerted to a guy, they've glassed the guy, they know their range, they know their holds. Why wouldn't they shoot him right here? There's the question for you. Instead, they waited. They let 5 more shots ring out. And clearly, these shots here are from a semi-automatic rifle. So they let 5 more shots go. And then law enforcement apparently took a shot. And then Secret Service waited 10 more seconds all the way to here. Right here, to fire. So, WTF, actually this is 16 seconds after the original round was fired. So that's, again, that's 16 seconds after this point, right here. So there's your question. Let me turn off the screaming again. Why? Why would the Secret Service wait 16 seconds to shoot somebody that was firing on the president, and there was a gap in that firing right here of about over 2.5 seconds, nearly 3 seconds, right in here? Why wouldn't the Secret Service use this time to take that shot? There's your question. And I think the answer is they were ordered to stand down. This was an assassination attempt. They were ordered to stand down. So, folks, look, we're going to get an increasingly clear picture as we get more audio files and we're able to geolocate those files and compare them and understand the audio signatures. Like I said last time, it doesn't mean that we have the perfect answer right now. And I've already here, these audio files have altered my conclusions from the previous video where I was only looking at essentially this track here, Fox. So now we're correcting the numbers based on what we have with more audio, and we're getting an increasingly clear picture. And whether you think there's one shooter or two shooters, how is it that Crooks was able to still survive and apparently sit there on the roof while these five shots were fired? That's your question. Whether there's one shooter, two shooters, three, or more, this should never have been allowed to happen. So we'll share more details with you as we get them. This is Mike Adams here, Brighteon.com. Health Ranger is my moniker. That's my channel on Twitter, Health Ranger. So check it out there. Share this video, and you can repost it as well. And I'll try to bring you more updates. And if you have any comments or corrections or additions to this, please let me know, because this is a group effort, folks. We are crowdsourcing the investigation. I want to thank Dr. Chris Martinson in particular. I want to thank all the people at InfoWars, John Bowne, Greg Reese, Harrison Smith, Owen Schroyer, Chase Geyser, all the crew. Of course, Alex asking questions, Ivan Raiklin asking questions, Michael Yan, and so many others. We are crowdsourcing this, folks, and we're going to share with you our investigation step by step. Doesn't mean we have the perfect answers here. And you notice that the Secret Service has not revealed how many pieces of brass they found on the roof. Isn't that interesting? Because think about it, looking at this file, if they found only three pieces of brass, then that would indicate that this is all that Crooks shot. Or if they found eight pieces of brass, then, maybe Crooks did all these eight rounds. What if they only found seven? What if this round three is from somebody else? I don't know. It's a possibility. We need to look at that. Where's the brass? Where's the rifle? Where are the bullets? Shouldn't the bullets have been recovered by now? Why is the Secret Service stonewalling us? I mean, we're doing our best with very limited information. But if we had the brass and we had the comms logs and, and we had the bullets and the rifle and maybe official recordings that were taking place, we could nail this thing down in no time. So they're keeping it from us to try to stall us out. We're doing the best we can, given all the stalling and the censorship and the cover-ups, We're doing the best we can. Again, it's not perfect, and maybe some of the things that I said here today need to be corrected in a later upcoming, analysis. But I'm doing the best I can with what we have. And as more audio becomes available, I will, of course, analyze it, share it with you. And I'll be sharing it with Dr. Chris Martinson and sharing my conclusions with him as well as we get to the bottom of this thing together. But my conclusion right now is they let him shoot. They let him shoot right here. They let him. I mean, you don't give an assassin 3 more seconds nearly to unleash another five rounds. You don't give him 3 seconds, man. You do not give him 3 seconds. You make him duck and cover, is what you do. You turn that into a two-way shooting range. You put rounds on his ass and you make him rethink what he's doing there. You startle him with that. There should have been incoming rounds onto Crooks, if indeed he was a shooter. There should have been two or three incoming rounds, like make him dodge this. Like that should have been the attitude of Secret Service. Like, you're going to take a shot at Trump? We're going to make you dodge bullets. I mean, what the hell happened to the Secret Service right here? That's my question. Thank you for watching. Mike Adams here. Take care. Here's what we've got back in stock right now at healthrangerstore.com. Check it out. We've got the toothpaste, the Groovy Bee brand toothpaste there that everybody loves, and we don't know if we're ever going to get any more because this is the toothpaste that the FDA Office of Importation tried to destroy, or tried to get us to destroy it for no reason. And then, of course, we had our lawyers talk to them, and then they released it and said, oh, oops, we made a mistake. So now we have Groovy Bee toothpaste here that is back in stock at the store. Trail mix that people absolutely love. Remember, everything is laboratory tested. Almost all the ingredients we have are certified organic. And we do extensive lab testing, testing for heavy metals and glyphosate, and for many of our products, also testing for aflatoxins. For everything, we test for microbiology, E. coli, salmonella, yeast, and mold, and so on. Check out our macaroni and cheese instant meals there. You just boil water, you put in the macaroni, which is made out of quinoa, amaranth, and organic rice, all organic ingredients. It's got a really great texture, and then The cheese powder sauce is with real organic powdered cream, real organic cheddar cheese powder, real organic butter powder, onion powder, and so on. It's the best macaroni and cheese you've ever had, certainly the healthiest and cleanest. In addition, we've got quercetin supplements and our Seven Treasures mushroom blend, which is, of course, a combination of different functional mushrooms, including lion's mane mushroom, which is one of my favorite mushrooms because that's what I use, after I severely lacerated my finger. But lion's mane, check out the website, by the way. Here's what lion's mane actually looks like growing in the wild. Pretty cool, right? We've got a lot of items here available now in stock, ready to ship out at healthrangerstore.com. And remember that all of your purchases help support this free speech platform to support our interviews, our investigations, and our broadcasts that bring you news and analysis every single day that you just won't find on places like YouTube, which are heavily censored. So thank you for your support. I'm Mike Adams of healthrangerstore.com. Take care.
Your own government has the power to activate a kill switch on all telecommunications, instantly shutting down all private phone calls and texts. An EMP weapon or solar flare can achieve the same result. Rolling blackouts or permanent power outages will also take out the power supply to cell tower antennas, rendering mobile devices all but useless. During these emergencies, how do you stay in touch with the important people in your life anywhere on the planet? The answer is the Bivy Stick at SAT123.com. The Bivy Stick is a two-way satellite text messaging device that uses a satellite constellation, not cell towers, to send and receive text messages. It works anywhere on planet Earth, including in war zones or blackout areas. In unpredictable times, the Bivy Stick helps you stay connected when it matters most. Visit SAT123.com to get one while they're still available.